the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, hello. Ah, there I am. They turned me on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show here at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia. We are in the parking lot for our welcome back barbecue. And thank you to all of you guys for coming down. We appreciate it. And also thanks to Barbecues Galore for providing us with these wonderful Weber grills.
Yeah.
Still plenty of time to come by and bring your meat and put it on the grill, and we'll cook it for you.
And there's lots of surplus food, so if you come empty-handed, you won't leave hungry.
That's right.
And now, you won't go broke.
In just a few seconds, we're going to go over to the impromptu horseshoe pit, and we're going to play some horseshoes.
Yeah.
We have the horseshoes.
Yeah, I've got the kid over here. Come with me.
All right, I'm going to come with you. Before, Rob, I do that, will you head over there? I want to show everybody. Here's the nice thing about finally getting your own show after 20 years. Guy by the name of, I got to give this guy props.
Jeff
DeMeo.
Jeff DeMeo.
Now, Jeff, he sends something to me and he says it's from Red Sox Nation.
Huh.
Now, you want me to open a package. Of course, I go in and I say Red Sox Nation. I'm all pumped up and I'm like, it feels light, but I'm going to check it out just the same.
Sure.
So let's see what Jeff got me. Isn't this exciting?
It's a Yankees balloon.
A Yankees balloon, and on it, Red Sox suck. Yaz is a fag. Go, Yankees, go. All right. Hey, Buzz, hold my microphone. I'm going to take the little clip off of this.
All right.
See if we can send this into space.
Right. Well, you want to take off the Yaz is a fag sign from the...
So it'll be a little less...
Write it down.
Yes.
Okay. So long, Evil Empire. Bye-bye.
There it goes.
Go ahead. I hope you find your way to Hank Steinbrenner's teenage colon.
The Air Force will be shooting that down later today.
Get ye to the Bronx. And I'd like to thank that F-Stick for sending that along. All right, anybody want to play horseshoes?
Yeah.
We can't play horseshoes right now. Let's go over to the horseshoe pit.
Rob's got the case with the horseshoes.
I love horseshoes.
Now, I do want to point out, we are not forgetting everybody around the country and people that might not be able to come by today. In the next break, we are going to play, in honor of Pope Benedict coming to our town, we're going to play the fantastic game that's sweeping the nation known as Crucifact or Crucifixion.
That's right.
So if you'd like to play that game, get on the air, 877-365-3636. We'll play that in the next break. Crucifact or Crucifixion.
That's right.
Guess whose mind that came from?
I couldn't even possibly begin to guess.
The one who disrespects religion, I think.
All right, Rob. Now, what's this tent for? Because that's not really going to work for the horseshoes. You know, we're just is that in case the blazing sun was going to be beating down on everybody?
This just helps us be seen.
Very good. All right,
let's
go around.
Anyone have a knife or scissors?
Let's see if we haven't got a chance to chat with you. You got the hot dog going. Did you take that off? You got a brat?
Cheddar brat.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Fairfax, lovely Fairfax, Virginia.
Are you enjoying the beautiful weather?
Of course.
Great day for a barbecue, isn't it?
Excellent.
Okay, let's see. I didn't talk to you yet. What's your name?
Pia.
Pia?
From Warrington.
Like Pia Zadora?
Yes, I've heard that before.
Well, I mean, that's the only Pia I know, right?
Yeah.
You know what my cousin Billy used to say at my family dinners when we'd have fresh peas from Maine?
What?
He would look at his mother and he would say, man, this is delicious. I haven't had a good pea in a year.
But you never heard that one before.
And she'd hit him. It was great. Corporal punishment. Very popular in my family. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Mike. I'm Roy.
Roy, where are you from?
I'm from up in Baltimore.
You came all the way from Baltimore for our barbecue.
Down from Parkville.
Wow.
Why don't you tell those people up in Baltimore to put the show on?
I'm living and dying by the stream.
Absolutely. Put our show on, put your show on, too, in Baltimore. Put Big O and Dukes on. Put the Junkies on. Everybody should be on in Baltimore. What's your name, sir?
I'm Rob.
Rob, where are you from?
Tyson's Corner.
Tyson's Corner. Did you bring some meat to be barbecued?
I did. It's right over there.
Going to play some horseshoes?
I'm trying to.
Cool. Right.
Hello, lovely lady. What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel, where are you from?
Springfield, Virginia.
And what brings you down here today?
Just coming to hang out with you.
Beautiful barbecue?
Yes.
Isn't this a great day for it?
It is.
Oh, listen to that. Listen to the sound of Harley. The sound of a Harley. A Harley Davidson. Yes, the power. Live to ride. Ride to live, baby. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I apologize.
Use your outdoor voice.
I got caught up. Now, Rob, what are you doing?
I'm putting in the pegs.
Why did you put the peg under the tent?
Because you can still hit it.
You can't. Well, not going to work.
Then move the tent.
Can everybody help me move the tent just back about 4 feet, please?
Back and to the left.
Back, no, straight back towards me. One, two, three, go. There we go. A little back, a little further. That's fine.
Much better.
That's good. Now we'll have some room for... Is that the right space?
Yes, it's regulation.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You know what?
What?
Sometimes you're so brilliant. You really are. You have such a huge brain.
Thank you.
But then when it comes to common sense, you're just like my cousins. How are we going to throw the horseshoe? What, are we going to do it through the tree?
Yeah.
You can't throw a horseshoe through a tree.
Space is something of an issue.
Oh, damn it. This isn't going to work.
This will work.
We need a landscaping crew.
This will work.
No, we're going to need to cut down the tree. I'm very sorry. We have to cut down the tree. There's no way this is going to work the same. All right, give me a horseshoe.
You want to be black or not black?
I'll be black.
Okay.
I'll be black. Always bet on black.
Here's the other one. Here we go.
So there's just no... I'm really disappointed.
I think you'll be all right.
Okay, shall I throw it like you would know? First of all, it's too far.
I think it's regulation. I paced
it. Oh, here we go. It's regulation. Now it's like the poker games. It's what is regulation? Do you really know what regulation is?
You're looking at it.
I'm going to hit you.
Don't do it.
Do you really know what regulation is?
This is Dr. Pepper horseshoes.
Hey, that's that comedian that we had on yesterday. That's his favorite beverage. Rob Cantrell's favorite beverage.
Dr. Pepper, he loves it.
Hi, how are you? Happy Friday. Stop by. Have a broad. Hey, Indiana, thank you for coming by. Thanks a lot. I think we should move this back further.
Move what? The peg?
Move this peg back further and move that peg from under the tree. Does everybody agree we should do that?
All right. I can do that.
All right. Don't all answer at once.
Do you even want to try? I don't think the tree is going to...
Look what's going to happen when I throw it in the tree. The tree is stopping the horseshoe.
Interference.
You got
this is
close.
Why these things have to be figured out in advance. What?
Settle down.
I'm sorry. It's my first outdoor show. I'm getting a little high strung.
Now,
see, that's it. That's fine. Yeah, and then we move the other spike back. You don't put the spike underneath the effing tree, for the love of God. Jeez.
How's this?
That's perfect. That's perfect. And that looks to me to be almost like it's a normal size.
Do that again, bud.
I can pound that in.
Hey, all right, your mother. All right. Very good. We are right now literally on Main Street in Fairfax. We have our impromptu horseshoe pit. And Rob, do you want to take me on with somebody else?
I'd love to.
All right, we need a volunteer for Rob's team. Who would like to be on Rob's team? A show of hands. So if it you, son, all right, come right here. Who'd like to be on my team? Would you like to be on my all right, come over here. Rob, you'll notice that I got the black athlete.
Who wants to be on my team?
See, that's just like a smart draft choice, right?
Yeah.
All right.
What's
all right, Buzz,
name?
Are you playing too?
I would love to.
Okay, well, how many horseshoes do we have?
We have four. Let's take on one more person. We have four people.
Okay.
I don't know. How do you want to do it?
Buzz, you play in the next round because we're going to do this first. Rob's team is going to – you go down to the end. That's the way it works.
So you can aim for me.
No, that's the way horseshoe – have you played the game?
I have. I'm only giving you a hard time.
God. All right, you – what? Yeah, your teammate goes to the other end. And then you shoot the
We're missing a horseshoe.
Where's the horseshoe?
I have one here.
Horseshoes. This guy is now handing me horseshoes instructions. How much of a tard do you have to be not to know how to play horseshoes?
Give me this.
Okay, can you all see the horseshoe pit?
No.
Speak up, please.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Here you are.
All right, you've got two. All right. No. Isn't it supposed to be like one team has one color and the other team has the other color?
Yeah, because we each have someone on each side.
Okay. All right. Here we go. What's your name, son?
Rob.
Rob, you've got your microphone. Let's meet your teammate. What's his name? Rob.
Roy.
Rob, can you hear me?
My headphones are breaking up. What are you saying?
His teammate's name is Roy.
All right. Roy, you're playing with Roy.
Right.
And I'm playing with Brad.
Okay.
All right. Go down to the end.
Okie doke.
Brad?
Rob.
Joe, do you want to go first?
You can call me Brad.
Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Why don't you step over to the proper spot, and on the count of three, Rob, make sure you get the microphone down there. On the count of three, everybody, can we give Rob a three count here? One, two, three. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. All right, your second chance. Go ahead, Rob. One, two, three. All right. Here, hold the microphone.
Thank God the tree wasn't in the way.
Overshot it about a foot.
Right up to my mouth. All right. Can I get a big three count? Here we go.
Three count. Here we go.
One, two, three.
Oh.
Overshot it about 9 inches.
Yes, the groan of disappointment. I'd like to tell everyone that's listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, get used to that sound. Thank you very much.
Hearing it and making it.
A little far into the left last time. There's the pitch.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Oh. All right, Rob, it's your turn.
Very good, very good.
Again, overshot.
We didn't even come close. So that's a big fat zero.
No points.
Overshot about a foot here.
Big fat zero.
The azalea lined fairway.
Okay, I'm going to
Crucifact or Crucifixion coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. Call right now to get on the air and play the game. Here comes Rob. One,
two, three.
Oh, short. Very, very, very close, but not close enough. One.
To the left.
Two.
Short about 18
three.
Inches.
Ah! You almost got
lucky. I damn near hit it.
What a gifted natural athlete he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but I'm still tied with you.
Very close and rolled 4 feet back.
All right, here comes Roy on the count of one, two, three. Oh,
that was promising, but he overshot it.
Besides, he's over the foul line. You got to go back.
Here we go. One, two, three. Come on, Roy. You're my teammate.
Roy
go.
Roy from
Baltimore. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Overshooting the peg.
All right. One more round, and then we have to go inside. Somebody's got to get some kind of ringer. Rob, I'm counting on you, all right?
I'm going to Buzz because it's
how you doing, sir? Harley rules.
Buzz.
Yes.
Harley rules.
And score some points down there. Go get them.
All right. Do I have horseshoes?
All right. Buzz is taking over for you.
Yeah, you'll get the horseshoes in the second round.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Rob's going to go on the count of three. One, two, three. Go, Rob. Let's see. Buzz, put your microphone down there in case he gets a ringer. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Three.
All right, here we go.
He sort of tried to sneak it in there.
All right, hold the microphone.
Both shoes overshot the peg, one by about 2 feet, one by about 8 feet.
I'm going to tell you, I'm getting a ringer right now.
One. Two, three.
Here's the pitch. Oh, very close.
Very close.
He landed within 6 inches of it, the peg to the left.
All right. I'm going to try really hard now, and let me just give a signal to our viewing audience down here in Main Street.
All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Wow.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Oh, my God.
A ringer.
I didn't even try. I didn't even try.
With your eyes shut yet.
I did not even try. Pick that up for me. Bring that back over here.
You are so great at this.
Oh, now I'll walk all the way back. I bet I couldn't do that again if I really tried.
I don't think so.
Do you guys think I could do that again?
Can't be done.
All right. I don't know. I really don't know. Let's just give it a real quick try.
Okay,
can't
ready?
Be done.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Knocked the peg out of the
ground.
Wow.
You are good at this game.
That's incredible, isn't it? Hey, we have another game here. What's this game? Is this cornhole?
Oh, that's the one.
Set it up.
All right.
Cornhole.
Bring it over. Hey, bring it over to the parking lot.
All right.
All right, we're going to play cornhole. Hi, ladies. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kelly.
Kelly, where are you from?
Unfortunately, Manassas.
That's okay. I love Manassas. You know I love Manassas. Oh, and you've got an O'Mara's T-shirt on. Good for you. Hi, what's your name?
Scott.
Scott, how about those ringers, huh?
Oh, they were excellent, man.
Am I a talented natural athlete?
Yeah.
Are you a pothead fucker?
Oh, no.
Thanks. What's your name, son?
I'm TJ.
TJ, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Go to Mason.
You go to Mason? And you're growing that hair how long?
About down to my ass, I think.
Good man. Good man. Like it a lot.
The money saved on haircuts will make up for tuition.
Hey,
okay.
I really enjoyed those horseshoes.
All right, really quick, we're going to play this little cornhole game here. Now, is that how far they should be? Is it okay to say that? Well, nobody's hitting the delay, right?
No, it's the game is called cornhole.
It's the game. it's all right.
All right. Got the beanbags here. Any volunteers who'd like to play? We'll take you, sir, and you. Come right over here.
This is a Redskins game.
Get a beanbag.
It's got the team name on the bowl on the board.
We'll just
the
have
bowl,
people come up one at a time. You want to play? Come on, grab a beanbag. I got them here. Everybody gets to play.
Come on, grab Mike's beanbag.
Right? Grab my beanbag.
The Skins logo is on the beanbags.
Grab a beanbag.
Hello, little boy. We're going to let the little boy go first. We've got a little boy here. Where are you from, son?
Manassas.
When do you think his voice will change?
What grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
I heard you were at the juvenile detention center.
O'Mara's.
Very good.
All right. Okay, Chad Dukes. Go ahead. All right, he's going to try it. Here we go. Cornhole with the Redskins logo. See if he can get it in the hole.
We should mic the hole.
Oh, very close.
First toss.
All right, next person. What's your name, sir?
Ned.
Overshot.
Ned, give it a try. One, two, three. Oh, so close.
Bounced off the board.
Our next contestant, you, sir.
Kevin.
Kevin is going to try to get it in the hole.
Ah, just fell short.
Just short.
You're next.
Tom.
Tom, we got a couple more here if you want to play. Tom is up and no good.
Missed the board.
No
and
contact.
You, sir?
I'm Dane.
Dane, give it a try. Let's see what happens.
Good luck, Tiny.
What do you do for a living, kid? Eat potatoes? All right. God, I love Rickles.
Some kind of Redskins curse.
What's your name, sir?
Bags.
Mike.
Mike, the Kevin Spacey lookalike. We'll try his luck now. American Beauty, here we go. All right.
Oh, just shy.
Slid all right, we've got one more here. All right, and I think I've got one more bag. One more of my bean bags here.
Bean bag.
Bean bag.
Oh, these guys are horrible, Mike.
All right. There you go. Will you hold that bag? Okay, I'm going to try mine now. Yeah, none of these guys were able to get it in. I'm just going to try.
Show them how it's done, Mike.
Can Mike, I take a few steps back. You don't want to be too close.
Okay, can I get a three count, please?
No. One.
Two. Of fortune.
Oh!
In. He did it. Man's miraculous.
Nothing but corn.
Isn't it fun? Radio is theater of the mind. Isn't it fun to play like that? Hey, thanks to everybody for coming out. We're going to go in briefly and play Crucifact or Crucifixion. You can call us right now at 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. This is a game from the mind of Mr. Rob Spiewak, so it should be a lot of fun.
I think you'll enjoy it because do you all have papal fever?
I had it as a kid.
That's right. In honor of Pope Benedict, Crucifact or Crucifixion is coming up next. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.